Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is March 18th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are not recovering from March 17th and are on live, as well as those of you that are listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by going to motivitality.com and listening to all of the archives, or by subscribing to whatever podcast application you happen to use and getting them there. I do want to start the call off the way I do every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with the with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Anybody have anything? Jen, how did you tell me about how your presentation went last week?
Oh, it went good. It went good. I was timing was perfect. Had a few calls and compliments and questions afterwards, and but no, it went really good. For those of you that did watch it, I do have to put a disclaimer. I had a distraction at one of the times that I had to talk. I think it was about the boil water advisor, or no, the point of use money savings. And I had a distraction, so I didn't say half of what I had planned on saying because I had to hurry up and mute myself. But no, it went really good. And I think that it had, you know, there were quite a few people that enjoyed it. So if you did not get to see it, you can go to WQA Essentials webinars, and they have the recording up there.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. So are we able to put a link to that on the website and to get that out for that?
I'll get that. Sure. I was just going to say, I'm sure Corey could probably do that. Because he knows how and I don't.
Yep. So, go ahead.
And for the record, it was very good, and there were some good links on there for some things I downloaded for pieces that I can use in my presentation.
Perfect. Oh. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I'm sorry?
I said, like, on the utility usage and stuff.
Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, those slides, I think, are going to be downloadable. But also, you know, click on the links that go to the different studies and print off a couple pages and just highlight and keep those laminated in your folder, or put them on, if you have a digital presentation, put them on there. I think it's going to be really beneficial to have those in the home, especially the Battelle study, but the septic study and the chlorides, both of those are phone calls that I've received in the last couple of months from MV Pros saying, how do I respond to this question? You know, and it's like, here's this study that was put out, you know, make sure, send them a link, print off a copy.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's talk about the topic that I wanted to talk about today. And this actually came from Corey. This was a really great idea, unless it bombs, and then apparently it's my idea. Is that how it went, Corey?
We
were actually having this discussion amongst the Motivitality leadership team yesterday. And I thought, man, this would be a really good thing to talk about. And what I wanted to talk about is the support, you know, basically supporting the supporters. Okay, so when I was in sales, I mean, there were a lot of things that went wrong with my marriage, which I'm not going to get into this therapy. It's not going to be a therapy session. Let me just lay on the couch here and talk about this on the MV Pro call. But the one thing I can say that I have to really respect about my ex-wife when I was married was that, you know, I was straight commission. There were many, many, many evenings, late nights where, you know, where I'd have appointments at 7 o'clock at night and I wouldn't get home till late. You know, there were, the paychecks were up and down. You know, sometimes they'd be really good. Sometimes I'd have an install cancel, or I'd have a slow month, or whatever, and the income wasn't as good. Phone rang all hours, all day, you know, all hours, all week long. Even, you know, it was really, really, really hard to force myself to turn off my phone, even when he went on vacation. It was the phone was always there. And as a straight commission sales professional, it was just really challenging to work that. But I have to say that she was always very supportive of that. You know, that was not something that was ever one of the issues that we had. And I found that to be the case. The most successful sales professionals, male and female, that I have seen in this industry are not doing it alone. They definitely have the support from those in their lives. And I think this goes to the success of anybody who sets any kind of goal. You know, it's if you need to have those people in your life that encourage you and support you and will help you and will motivate you. You know, there were times when, as I've mentioned in the past, that, you know, you just lose a little interest, you lose a little drive, you lose a little of the enthusiasm. It's the same old stuff every day. And if anything, having that support at home can motivate you. You know, what are you doing? We need bills. We need our bills paid. Get up and go work. You know, I mean, it sometimes it was that type of motivation as well as the support being there when you have that big sale that fell through, or you lost it to somebody, or something happened. You know, there's just so many different ways that support can come from from those in our lives. Like I said, if you're going to quit smoking, that's a really hard thing to do. So, you know, you not only do you surround yourself with other people who don't smoke, but you also have to have somebody willing to support you through the hard things. I mean, if you're trying to break a habit, you're going to stop drinking coffee, or you're going to quit smoking. There's it's hard to do that stuff. You know, it can be annoying as you go through those efforts, and having that support at home becomes, or around, of the people around you, becomes even more critical. So what I wanted to do on this conversation was to, first off, I wanted to ask those of you on the call, what do the people in your lives do for you to help support you? What are some of the things that they do that helps support you? And then I just want to brainstorm a little bit on this call about how we can show them, you know, how do we show them the appreciation that they deserve for the support that they offer. So let me just open it up there. How do you get, you know, how do you get supported? What do the people in your lives do for you to support you? And go.
He fixes dinner sometimes when I'm late.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's huge. That's huge. Because listen, Jen and I both have had, and I want to say this in a way that is not, that does not insinuate any kind of insensitivity. So forgive me if I'm not exactly politically correct here, but we have had some, I mean, I think that women can do exceptionally well in this industry, in sales, because they really understand things that guys don't understand when they're going in and intuitively sometimes. And plus I think there's a credibility and, you know, I think it gives an advantage. The challenge that Jen and I have run into as we've brought women sales professionals into the industry is that support at home. And Jen could actually speak to this a lot more than me, because she faced this as a sales professional when she first came in the industry, 16 years ago, Jen? 16, 17 years ago now? And, you know, that I know that was one of the issues. What's that?
I started when I was 12.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that that was an issue when you were in sales because you had kids at home and you had you did not have that support at home, and that was a challenge. And I got to tell you, from a guy's perspective, I think it would be really difficult. And, you know, because there are times that, you know, Jen in particular, I remember when Jen and I met because she was one of the sales professionals we had on the team that I served as sales manager way back when. And, you know, there were times that, I mean, Jen's territory, her sales territory was way out in the boonies. And there were times when there was not a cell phone signal. And I know even as a manager, there were times that Jen and I had discussions about, okay, you know, she's going out there and what if it's a one-legger or it's just a guy and she's in this old farmhouse and going down in a basement and doing a plumbing assessment. I can tell you, if that were my wife, I would be nervous about that. You know, I think I would be supportive, but it would make me nervous, you know, much the same way it would if I was married to a realtor who was showing homes in that type of situation, you know. And I think instinctually that would be difficult for me. So Stacy, you know, making dinner for you when you're running late, that screams a lot more support than just, especially, you know, to have a husband or, you know, I think especially a male that expects the, you know, somebody to work, but also do the traditional, you know, I mean, it's 2021, so people have less traditional roles nowadays, but there are plenty of people out there who still abide by those traditional roles. And I think it would be just really a challenge. So have you guys, Stacy, you say he cooks for you. Have you had discussions about these things with your spouse, you know, with that support? And what do you do to show the appreciation for the support he gives you?
So, one, I didn't start this until my youngest was already senior in high school. So, mm-hmm. I didn't have small kids to take care of, which does help. Two, Neil has always been really helpful around the house. And typically, on evenings that I'm home earlier, you know, we cook together. So, but like if he's doing something late, I'll cook. And if I've got a late appointment, he'll cook. But so my money goes to help him with his hobbies, basically. He's currently finishing our basement. So each commission check has been allotted to something in the basement.
So he has a vested interest in you making a lot of money.
He's always had a vested interest. And to be real honest, for years we lived on me working part-time and him really supporting the family. And because when the kids were little, I only worked part-time. I didn't go back to work full-time until the youngest was in high school.
Yeah.
So this is gravy money. It's pretty decent gravy money, though, these days.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So but he's always
a little pat on the back for Stacy's success in sales this last few months. That's So Bob, are you still on the call, Bob? I think Bob's there. So when I interviewed you, you've been here just about a year and a half in the industry, and when I interviewed you, I told you the same thing that you know, this is a job that you can eat, you know, you breathe it, you eat it, you live it. It becomes very much part of who you are. Has this been something, and I'm putting you on the spot here, I didn't talk about this ahead of time, does it surprise you at how much you have to bring it home and where does, because I've met your wife as well, and she seems to be extremely supportive as well. And you know, what has surprised you in the kind of support that she offers, and what is that, and how do you support her for supporting you? And I know this, knowing also that you are getting up and taking the kids to school, and you know, and the time flexibility allows you to help in ways that wouldn't otherwise doing. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. But how have you guys adapted to this role, and you know, how is she supporting you in that?
We've always had pretty good balance even prior to, you know, coming into this business. The part I didn't expect, which is working home at night after a day, catching up on, you know, just doing follow-ups, paperwork, the computer work, that's a little different. So she understands that for a good couple hours after work, I am busy. So, I mean, we have a pretty good balance. So as far as support, she leaves me alone at night.
Yeah, and that's actually really important too, because this is not the kind of job where when you go home, you're home, you know, and that's actually really, really a good point, you know, and so it's important to have that kind of communication. You know, Maria, you're on, right? You know, do you face some of the same things? What do you find? And, you know, what would you say is the biggest thing, the biggest support that you get, and how do you navigate through that as well? I know you're married with a husband at home.
Husband, lots of kids, grandchildren. My husband is very supportive. He will make dinner. He understands that after dinner, I'm often doing paperwork and follow-ups, and he's very supportive. He knows that I'm very driven, so I put a lot of myself into something, and he takes on those roles where he needs to pick up where I am not. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. And I think it's really important, you know, what you know, we kind of alluded to this a little bit. Maria, I know what comes to mind is you, you know, sending emails at 2 o'clock in the morning, responding to a customer, you know, and I think this job sometimes can almost become an addiction in a way, and an addiction. I don't know if anybody else gets this, but like, for example, like that. And I ran into it, you know, because it's, you know, it's your income and you want to get back and we want to take care of those customers. And, you know, I found myself when I was in sales answering calls like I said, when I was on vacation, you know, or returning emails or getting a phone call. And there was always a reason to do that, you know, I've been working with this customer. I really need to, this is really critical. This is a big sale. You know, there's always those reasons to do that. And we just, for me, I don't know if it's this way with you guys, I just always kind of assumed that my spouse, and she did actually, and this is one of the things I can definitely say about her, she absolutely supported me in those things. But I think it's important not to take that for granted, you know, and Bob, you know, when I talked to you before this call this morning, you had talked about taking the kids to school and doing stuff. And Maria, I know you still do stuff like that. So, and Stacy, I'm sure you do as well. You know, so what I wanted to talk about mostly on this call was, you know, supporting the supporters. How do we show them that we appreciate all of those things that they give to us, you know, that allows us to be successful in not only this, but in everything that we're doing. And I think a couple suggestions that I have first and foremost here is, number one, and I think most important, is simply to acknowledge it and to take a moment after this call or sometime today and very specifically say to them, thank you. I appreciate, I mean, sit them down, look them in the eye, and just tell them that you appreciate them, that you understand the effort that they put in. And I think that is going to, you might, you know, that goes a long ways. It's nice to hear. They probably already know it. You probably already said it. But it's a big deal, you know, for them to support us in this strange world that we live in the water treatment industry, you know, so just simply saying thank you, I think, is really an important something important to do. And then on top of that, because this job does offer us the time flexibility and the ability to, you know, it's not a 9-to-5. And that's one of the challenges with it, but it's also one of the greatest advantages of it. It allows us to be able to rearrange our schedules and to take the kids to school. Or for me, you know, I did a lot with the kids. You know, I was able to really help quite a bit, and also to get involved in the community and to volunteer and to do, you know, it allowed me. I remember, you know, volunteering in the schools, which I did frequently because I liked being there with my kids and getting to know the teachers. And I remember because I was there, able to be there during the day, you know, because most of my appointments were in the evenings or on weekends. And so I would take time during the day. And I remember one time another teacher's assistant was in there, and I discovered that most of them thought I was unemployed because I was there during the day. So because I wasn't, you know, I was there so much during the day, and I'm like, nope, I have a job. I just, you know, this just, it's flexible and but it does allow that flexibility, you know, it allows us to be able to get in there and help. And we cannot take that for granted. And then the other thing is to make sure that we are turning off our job, turning off our phones. And that takes a little bit of effort too. Maybe a little preparation, maybe support from your teammates, from your company. But it's important that you don't get so wrapped up in this thing called sales or this thing called the water treatment industry that you forget that your family and the people that are supporting you are the most important people in your life. And so, you know, I look back on taking those phone calls when I was on vacation, and I think, man, there's a couple times that I really wish I had just turned off my phone. You know, what was so important that I needed to take that time away from my family in order to take that call? And I justified it, of course. Oh, this is income for my family and, you know, all the stuff. But I think it's important to actually take that time and to make sure that, you know, put your phone away at the dinner table. Don't answer it. You're sitting there eating dinner with your wife and with your kids. There is no customer more important than the people sitting right there across from you. And I think if more, you know, most importantly, the one of the most important ways of thanking them for their support is to show them that they are the number one priority, that they are a priority over, you know, these people who want to put in water treatment. Thoughts on that, you guys? Comments, thoughts? What are you, any other suggestions with it? Anybody?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that showing that you appreciate their support, I think that's really important. I mean, like, even just having somebody listen when you've had a bad day, that is huge. you know, somebody and patience, when you have somebody that has patience with what you're doing, that's huge also. So just appreciating them and letting them know that you appreciate it. If anything, you know, it may cause them to be a little bit more patient and listen a little bit more, you know? So.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we got a couple minute late start today because I was thinking there was a technical difficulty on stuff, but I do want to say thank you to everybody for, you know, for participating in this. You know, take that thank you and pass it on. Okay. With that,
Kelly,
that
did you want me to talk? Did you want me to talk about? Okay, so
no,
the Facebook group.
Oh, Jen, I totally forgot. Let's save it for next week.
Okay, we'll save it for next cliffhanger,
yeah.
Guys. Facebook group,
yeah.
Just okay.
Yep.
Show up next week.
Yep.
Okay.
No, Jen, I totally forgot about that. But let's do it next week,
right.
Okay? So,
cool.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Be safe. All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.